What is this? The St. Canard Files. Ooh, a podcast about that do-gooder Darkwing Duck? Blech. Talk about a waste of airspace. If I had my way, this podcast would be about me, Nega Duck. So take that, and everyone would have to pay to listen to it. Yeah, or face the consequences.
Welcome to the St. Canard Files. I'm your host, Will Santana, and
Tiffany Silverbraun.
Hey, what's going on, Tiff?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's definitely been a while. I don't think it's been so long since they heard my voice. Tiff, you been doing all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right. Well, today, Tiff, we're going to talk about that exclusive cover that you drew, and it's out there. It's a little scarce. It's a little hard to find, but we'll explain to them the whole process for me to even come across getting the exclusive, your creativity behind the artwork, and then we'll get into where they can find it and then what else we got going on.
All right.
You okay with that?
Yep.
All right. So let's get into it, Tiff. So basically, I guess I'm going to start off with this one. So I wanted to leave a footprint into the Darkwing community. I feel like I've been a huge fan of Darkwing for the longest time, and I kind of felt with the St. Canard Files, we had the platform to leave a footprint, and nothing was coming to my mind. And then one day it came across, why don't we just do an exclusive cover? Obviously, Tiff, I'm kind of jumping the gun here. I already had you on mine right off the bat. Yeah, so I already had you on mine, but I reached out to Mike because me and him both created this podcast. Even though people give me more of the credit, I still feel like he was there from the beginning. So I kind of wanted, you know, his blessing on this. And once he gave me the blessing, I kind of went on a mission. I didn't even know where to begin, Tiff. So I just went on the Dynamite Comics website, looked at some email addresses they email addresses they had on there, and started emailing people. And actually, I was getting the runaround. They were like, oh, I don't handle exclusives. You need to contact this person. Then that person would tell me the same thing. I don't handle exclusives. You need to contact that person. I would say after like 3 weeks of emailing, I finally got to the person we needed to get to. And Tiff, you know who that is because you were included. You got CC'd in the emails eventually. So, yep. So once we finally got that process going of, you know, the exclusive, we had to figure out which cover we were going to be on. We missed the deadline for Nega Duck 1. We missed the deadline for Nega Duck 2. We were probably going to miss Nega Duck 3. So he told us all we had pretty much was Nega Duck 4. He told us that was like the earliest we could get on there. And he said that he would, he asked me what we wanted on the cover, but I felt he said that we also needed a comic book distributor to get this done. He said, because we were not a comic book, I needed to get in contact with someone. And that's where We Can Be Heroes came into play. I reached out to Julio. Julio was on board because he had never had his own exclusive cover for his store. And, you know, we told him we would go everything 50-50 on this project. But he wanted to know how are we going to handle the cover. Like, do we pay the artist or how does that work? I reached out to Dynamite and they said, unfortunately, we don't pay the artist. It comes between the person, the comic book store, or however they're going to work this out and stuff. And I already knew I wanted Tiffany. And that's when I pretty much was like, well, the only thing I want on the cover is Patty Whack.
I was definitely down for that.
That was the only thing I wanted because I knew this was a Nega Duck cover. So I was like, we got to go villain. You know, I was like, I want a villain on here. Julio didn't really care too much. He was like, well, maybe we should at least put Quackerjack on there. He was like, I got access to Michael Bell. You know, maybe we could do a signing with him and all that kind of stuff. But then after that, kind of Julio kind of drifted away from like emailing and stuff. And I became the focus point on the email. And then like, this is where Tiffany gets involved now. So They told me they needed a sketch by a certain date from Tiffany. And I reached out to Tiff and I said, hey, you know, there's an opportunity here. You know, I know you will probably want some more exposure. Would you like to do the exclusive cover? My only request is, can you please put Patty Whack on there? And then Tiff, you take it over from here.
Yeah, I was definitely happy about that. I knew I wanted to have a giant Patty Whack like looming in the background for sure. The original sketch I did had Naked Duck with a chainsaw,
which we all love, by the way. We haven't revealed it yet, but maybe we will one day. The original sketch.
Maybe I'll send some of those like prints of that sketch out.
So, but the original sketch for y'all listening, it's not much different from the one that came out that was released. It's just Naked Ducks has a chainsaw in his hand. That's the only difference.
Yep. And I actually was inspired by, I have this, my dad was a huge Batman fan. And we always used to have this old print that Bob Kane did of Batman, Robin, and the Joker. And it's kind of like this head of the Joker floating with like Batman and Robin as marionettes. And I was like, oh, I like that idea. But I mean, it's very simple, the Batman design. I wanted to make it like an actual like theater with Patty Whack and Naked Duck and Quacker Jack.
I That's just learned something new. I did not know that you were inspired by that.
So
where did you come up with the concept with the, with like them being his puppets? Is that part of the Batman cover too?
It's kind of like that. I should send you the old art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can see, but it's very like graphic, like kind of old school. It's mm-hmm. like on a playing card, the drawing that I'm talking about, the Bob Kane picture. Like a simple, like it's just the three figures with like negative space, and it has like a card that says like Joker on it, and that's like the design, the Bob Kane drawing. But yeah, mm-hmm. I want to take that concept of like the puppets and have it be like Patty Whack in a theater.
Man, now Tiff, if I don't know if how good your memory is, but I remember when you submitted the original sketch where Negaduck had the chainsaw, it seemed like we got the decline from that rejection, saying that Disney would not accept that within like 3 or 4 days, right? Then you resubmitted the sketch without the chainsaw. How long did that one take to get approved? It seemed like forever, didn't it?
I know. Yeah. I was like, what are they gonna say it's too creepy? Because like the thing about me with my art is like I do a lot of like horror art, and obviously, you know, I'm not gonna make it super scary, but I was like, I want it to at least have a little bit of like, you know, Tiffany style like put on this with like the spooky element. So I was a little worried that they were gonna think it was too like dark.
Oh man, what's insane to me though, I remember, I think it was one of the Boom ones where Negaduck had the chainsaw on it though.
Yeah, I mean, they must have made that chainsaw decision pretty recently, because he had it in all the, yeah, in all the old, the Boom comics ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had it on there on one of the covers, I remember too. But yeah, yours got rejected quick, like, man.
There was that, maybe it's the combination. Yeah. But yeah, there's that really awesome the Silvani one with him ripping mm-hmm. through the cover, and then there's another one, I don't remember the artist. I love it though. It's like where it's like a junk like a junk pile.
Yeah, the cars.
Yeah, and yeah. He's got trying to blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't know. I feel like at some point they decided they didn't want him to have like violence associated with that villain.
Yeah. Man, but now there were two times where I was really, really wild with this process. The first moment was when they sent me the actual like print. showing me what it was going to look like. And I think I sent you the JPEG of it or some, or the PDF file of it, and we could see the front cover and the back cover. I think we got to see it like maybe 3 weeks, a month before the public got to see it. And I was just like, yo, this is happening. I was getting so excited. And then my next wow moment tip was when it arrived in my house, and I like there was like five boxes just stacked on my front porch when the UPS man dropped it off. I already knew what it was, so I grabbed the one box, left the other four out there, got my box cutter, opened up that box, and just seeing those covers, man, I was like, yo, I can't believe this, you know, like this is the real deal. Now, I gotta ask you, Tim, do you have a favorite over the trade or the virgin?
It's that's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I do really like the virgin because it's just, you know, like my drum. But then at the same time, I made it with the words in mind, like, you know, thinking of it being there. So I'm not even sure which one I like better. How
Now,
about
me, I'm gonna go more. I prefer the virgin. Normally I buy the trades. I normally don't buy virgins too much, too often. But with this scenario, because of the original artwork and it's not getting blocked off or anything, I like your the virgin one better. I may sound biased here, but I don't care. I think you have the best number four cover out there.
Aw,
I definitely do, man. And
thank you.
I'm so happy to be proud of it, man. You know, like you know, being a part of this. Tiff, have you been getting a lot of love for this cover? Like, have people been congratulating you? And
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of messages, and you know, my friends that don't even care about comic books or anything, like, have been sending me messages too, which is pretty nice.
all right. Yeah, man. So has any other like writers or comic book stores reached out to you or anything? Nothing yet?
Unfortunately, you know, I'm in you know, and I there's one comic book store around where I'm at, and they recently just closed down. And
Oh
right before the comic book came out, but I was like thinking, you know, they'll probably want that because, you know, I've actually like sold art there before. So I thought they'd be interested definitely for like, you know, a local artist,
no.
but they closed down. But now since then they reopened. So I don't know, maybe I'll talk to them and see.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just really weird timing. Like right when it got released, they shut down. So.
Okay, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna get with Julio because I know he's tight with several of those other comic book stores like Golden Apple and a few other ones out there. And I'm gonna see if he can introduce you to them because I know they do some exclusive covers too, you know, and maybe they will want you for one of their covers.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know, ho I'm hoping this opens the door for you, you know, and can lead to some other stuff, some with some more artwork and comic book covers, or who knows, maybe you'll get to illustrate a whole issue or something one day.
Nah,
You have that kind of time?
I definitely would love to do more covers. That would be amazing. And I've actually do that for a while, but when I was younger, a slight art background. I actually wanted to be a comic book artist, and so I'd make some of my own. And I realized for some reason it was just too time consuming and not me. But however, I wanted to do animation, which I know sounds weird because it's way more time consuming than comic books. For whatever reason, that resonated with me more. And yeah. I tried, but a little too much.
All right, so Tiff, you've already heard me whine and be salty about this, but publicly people haven't heard me about this yet. So let me have my little 30 seconds. All right, Tiff.
Yep.
All right. So Tiff been getting mad love on this cover, which she deserved. You know, don't get me wrong. She if we're D12, she's clearly Eminem. You know, she's the leader of the band here. But I've been salty, like I ain't get no love like you did, man. I was like, yo, I had help with this cover too. I'm like, man, y'all show me a little love, but I guess you know you're the leader of the band, so don't get me wrong. I am very, very proud of you. You know, like I said, I have my little 5% of saltiness here. Just a little 5%. Let me have my 5%, y'all. But overall, though, I'm very content, very happy how this came out. Would I have wished we would have got on issue one of Negaduck or Darkwing? I would have preferred that, or even the Justice Ducks one. But maybe we'll get on a cover eventually for something, you know, issue number one.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Are they, you know, taking, doing any more series after Justice Ducks?
I'm hoping they are, you know, I've been told a little something, but I don't know if I'm allowed to come out with it. But yeah, I would definitely love for us to get on number one. I did think it was a little odd that we were on issue number four, but I felt like we needed to get in this window before that window closed and we can't get on anything, you know? So yeah. I'd rather have played it safe than not played it at all, you know? So Tiff, like, do you got anything else coming up? Like, do you plan on doing any convention signings or like any kind of type of signing for the book?
There's nothing in the works as of yet.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're interested in buying this cover, you should be able to get it at Plastic Empire. They have it where you can buy the trade, you can buy the version, and you can buy the combo. I think if you buy the combo, they took like $10 off. And I think the people who told me they did order from there, they said they got it pretty much in like within 4 days of ordering it. So they're getting it pretty fast too.
And, you know, I'm on Instagram, so you could always message me and I'd be glad to sign it for whoever.
Hey, I sent her some to sign and sent back to me, so I got mine. Get yours. All right. Tiff, you got anything else to add? Where can they follow you at?
I'm on Instagram at Tiffany Silverbron, and also my fan art page is at Regurgitating Gertie. And yeah, I got you too.
All right, y'all can find me on Instagram at W Santana Films, or you can search Chameleon Media Productions. Pretty much that's where my agency is. I don't know if you guys have been following me since I became a appearance agent, but man, I'm up to like 44 clients right now. I have like 6 out of 7 cast members of the Amazing Digital Circus. I have like 6 Genshin Impact people. I think like 5 Avatar The Last Airbender. I have 9 Honkai Star Rail voice actors. 9. I have 3 from Hey Arnold, including the creator, Craig Bartlett. I can't think of everything, but I got a lot. 44 some client in 2 years and 3 months. I've been an agent and I've been growing really fast. I know this is more for like Darkwing Duck people who are listening in, but if you don't mind, I would love for you guys to follow me on there and share some of my posts when my clients are coming to some of y'all cons. It would really help me with algorithm and grow some more on social media. If y'all don't mind, I'm mostly on Instagram, but I'm also on Facebook. Tiffany, you got anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to the St. Canard File. We know this was a short one, but we just wanted to get out there and give y'all some information on the exclusive cover. Just remember, y'all, stay dangerous.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.